This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number one to get things started is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded under Judeo-Christian values. And Kyle, we got everything solved in the chat room tonight.
Yes, we. Yeah, that's right.
We have a lead needle sticker in there. It's going to be Eric and Seminole. He's going to stick everybody that wants to get stuck.
For the vaccine, no doubt, right?
Well, whatever, because there's a rumor circulating out there. Wait till you hear this one. You talk about stupid. There's a rumor circulating that Mike Pence didn't really get the vaccine, and neither did Joe Biden, and neither did Donald Trump. They were just given the needle to make it look like they got the vaccine. That's going around out there. I'm telling you, what a bunch of morons. What a bunch of morons.
Right. Well, that seems to be the latest conspiracy theory, Captain.
Yeah, but this is moronic. This is beyond anything.
Sure.
Beyond.
Sure. Yeah, there's no reason to believe that they did not get the COVID-19 vaccine. Many other people in government, by the way, even AOC evidently got it.
She cut the line.
Yeah,
she cut the line.
Yeah, she sure did.
All right, well, let's talk about what just happened here, because Congress passed a $900 billion pandemic relief package Monday night. Now, it passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, 91-7. It also passed overwhelmingly in the House, 359-53. And what's funny about all of this is that this is just about the same bill that Nancy Pelosi turned down back in the summer when she had that big $3 trillion, and then it came down to $2 trillion, and she dropped it down a little bit more. This is almost the same exact bill that she turned down during the summer. And oh yeah, I don't suppose to you, Kyle, the reason for that was playing a little politics.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely just on parade, Captain, that it was all about politics for Pelosi and the Democrats, not wanting to give Donald Trump a win for anything or the perception that he did something good. In fact, now, of course, we're understanding most people will get the $600 check. Tulsi Gabbard has chimed in on this. She tweeted out she thought it was a slap in the face, the $600. She said she voted against a 5,590-page bill because it gave billions to corporate interests and so forth. and said that the American people deserve better. But of course, there's a lot of people out there, Captain, who absolutely need something.
Well,
it's far too little.
Yeah,
but it's
and Tulsi Gabbard is speaking out of line. You know, as much as I like her and this, that, and the other, I don't think that your ma and pa sandwich shop, and I don't think your ma and pa auto mechanic, and I don't think your ma and pa air conditioning dealer are corporate interests just because they happen to be corporations.
Well, exactly. But, you know, and I understand the sentiment. I think it's, you know, a lot of people are going to have continue to have trouble even with the $600 check. But, but perhaps go ahead and
here's,
go for it.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. On the direct payments, the bill will provide $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and $1,200, $600 each to couples making up to $150,000 with payments phased out for anybody in a higher income bracket. And an additional $600 payment, not $500, will be made per dependent child, similar to the last round of relief payments in the spring. So the maximum that they can expect is $2,400 for a family of four.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. But again, every little bit helps. And hopefully, Captain, we're going to start coming out of this year with people having a much better opportunity to get back to work.
And the people that needed the money, okay, got it for the most part, because the Paycheck Protection Program, $284 billion, some of the money is left over from the last program that wasn't spent. It's going to cover the second round of PPP grants to especially hard businesses. They're going to take a long look at some of these businesses that are applying so we don't get some of the stuff that we heard last time around for legal firms and this, that, and the other that really didn't need to have the money. Multimillionaires, too, I might add. And the bill also contains $25 billion in rental assistance, plus $15 billion for movie theaters and other live venues that have actually been closed for the most part, $82 billion for local schools, colleges, and universities, $10 billion for child care, and the government-wide appropriations bill is likely to provide a last $1.4 billion installment for Donald Trump's U.S.-Mexican border, which was a condition to win his signature, so that's in there. The Pentagon also is going to receive $696 million, and $12.5 billion more for domestic programs, which is what the Democrats wanted. It's not as much as they wanted. Also, $10 billion for 46 Army Corps of Engineers flood control, environmental, and coastal protection problems. And this is probably what Tulsi's upset about. Tax breaks for the craft brewers, the wineries, and distillers. We're not talking about Michelob. We're not talking about Jim Beam. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Ma and Pa breweries that have, for the most part, been put out of business the last several months. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, you got about 2 days to get this to where it needs to go, but if you're going to give somebody the gift of getting out of pain, I'm going to give you one last chance at it. It's called Relief Factor. It's been working for me for a little bit more than 5 years now, and I take it religiously in the morning and then again in the evening before I start the show. It takes care of a swelling problem I have on my left ankle and my left foot. And it keeps the swelling down, keeps the pain down. And that's because of the fact that Relief Factor has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which goes right to the body's natural response to combat inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source of the pain. It works for me, and it has for a while. Now, I had a problem a couple of weeks ago that was totally unrelated to the injury I've got from the World Trade Center, and guess what? I took the Relief Factor, and it worked for that. So, my God, it's 100% drug-free. It also comes in convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process, too. All you got to do is try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. And what better gift for Christmas than to give somebody this Relief Factor quick start and say, here, I want to help you get out of pain. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and give the gift of getting someone out of pain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, we are joined by a caller on the telephone line, and it's none other than our world-famous Mike in Clearwater. Yes, sir, Mr. Mike.
Good morning, Captain and Professor. You know, Professor, two things. Now, I'm very terrified because, as the Captain was mentioning earlier, this rumor that, oh, the President only got the needle and Pence only got the needle, and so...
And Biden.
That tells me that we have a country full of people who, A, don't have or don't acknowledge any critical thinking skills, And B, they're going to run with whatever they're told. You know, it's not like when we were coming up where we were encouraged to ask questions that we didn't like or understand something. And the second point is, the other thing that terrifies me is we know that Biden is more than likely going to halt construction on the wall, which the president worked so hard to build, and then he's going to let the illegals come in by the droves because that's going to equate to more votes for Democrats, because you know they're going to try to institute some kind of law or some kind of policy that will allow these people to vote and get benefits, and they're going to bankrupt this country. And I'm afraid, Kyle, that we're slowly going down that slippery slope where we may never see a Republican in the White House ever again. And I want to know what your thoughts on that are. It's really scary. We're in a really ugly time here, I think.
Okay.
So, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle. What do you think?
Well, thanks, Mike, for the call, and thanks for the question. And, yeah, I agree. It's really weird to find people believing the new rumor about the needle thing. That seems pretty ridiculous. But what you're talking about with Joe Biden and what the kinds of things that he's going to bring in the sense that we may not recognize our country in 4 years, well, what I'm hoping, of course, is that, number one, Georgia goes the right way, and it becomes that firewall against Biden in the Senate. Second of all, you know, there was a lot of things that happened, say, for example, it's not a one-to-one correspondence, but back during the Carter years, we had what was called the Carter malaise. And people finally started having enough of it, and that's what allowed Ronald Reagan to come to power and be a very powerful president right out the gate to come in and fix a lot of things. And so when Joe Biden starts to reverse all the great things that President Trump has done, when the Democrats continue to make things as bad as they're going to make it, it may cause a real swing in the pendulum. Now, as far as the voting goes, that's where our local efforts are going to be so important in the states, to make sure that the voting laws are either changed correctly so that these kinds of things can't happen or that they're even enforced. Because otherwise, you're right, we'll never see another Republican in the White House again. But now we know their tricks and we know what to do.
Well, all of that is true. And the other thing is when you talk about Jimmy Carter and you talk about the stuff that went on there, you know what the first thing is that comes to mind?
What's that?
Billy Beer.
Billy Carter. That's
Billy
right.
Carter,
that's
old, right. In Old Plains, Georgia, down there by the old country store, and he had that Billy Beer and had them nuts in the barrel there that they sold up there, and that old porch at the old store. I actually went there.
No kidding. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I actually went there just to see what it was all about because there was so much, you know, brouhaha made about it. Like, oh, man, look at this and all that. So I decided to go and check and see, and I got me one of those Billy Beer thing posters with his picture on it, and it was hilarious. And I still, somewhere packed away, I don't know where, I'd have to really look to find it, but I still think I've got one of those cans that I got. I still think I got one of those cans from back in the day. And I remember my wife and I, we were taking a trip, and we decided to cut over through there just to say that we'd been there and seen that, but it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, too, when Carter was elected, he was more or less an outsider, and that's kind of what the country was looking for at that time, somebody to come into Washington different than everything that had gone on with Watergate and that whole thing. But then Reagan himself was a real outsider, mm-hmm. and really upset the apple cart, and that's exactly what Trump did. Perhaps 4 years from now, people will be looking to upset the apple cart again.
Yeah, now let me just finish up a little bit on the $900 billion COVID bill, because I didn't get a chance to finish all of it, and I threw a lot of things in real quickly. But the bill basically combines the coronavirus fighting funds with financial relief for individuals and businesses. It's going to establish a temporary $300 per week supplement, jobless benefit on top of what they already get, and a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans, along with a new round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses. The PPP is back. Restaurants and theaters, and money for schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction. That's important because that was about to run out. Now it's back in play again through the end of January. It's going to help with people from winding out in the middle of the street during the middle of the holidays. And the bill itself is $5,500. 293 pages, by far the longest bill ever. And I got a kick out of Nancy saying, well, we're going to give our members time to be able to look over the bill and see what's in it before they vote on it. Are you kidding me? I'll guarantee you that not one of them even looked.
No, I don't think they did. I mean, they may have staff that will look over
the staff could
aspects.
Never look at it.
Yeah, but
and see that many pages in that short
of
time.
Well, of course, yeah, but so they only have a basic smattering of what it is in terms of these bullet points, really. Yeah.
Now, here's the talking point from Joe Biden. We know that Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, says the direct payments will begin arriving in a bank account sometime next week. But Democrats have promised more aid to come once Biden takes office. And the Republicans were signaling a wait-and-see approach. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, is Biden going to do then what he talked about to begin with when we heard not 600, not 1,200, but we heard $2,000 payments given to everybody one time, period. And then that was how they were going to stimulate the economy.
Well, it could be possible. One would think once Biden's inaugurated, then it's about making Biden look good as opposed to making Trump look bad in that sense. So they could come out and try to do anything to ingratiate themselves, perhaps, to the American people. But here's the thing, Captain. So many people see just what you were talking about earlier, the politics of it all. And they're not going to just, I think, forgive so very, very quickly. I think they'll take the money, obviously, because so many people are hurting. But I don't know that it's going to generate exactly what Joe Biden and the Biden machine believes it would generate. But also, here's the other thing, too. How would Trump get the economy going again in the early part of next year if he was going to serve another term? He'd get people back to work. He wouldn't necessarily be just trying to...
That would be the shot in the arm because they'd be making money again. They'd be paying taxes into the federal government. Now,
Exactly. Now
what I didn't mention, and this will clean up this, it would carry numerous clean energy provisions sought by Democrats with fossil fuel incentives, favored by Republicans, $7 billion to increase access to broadband, $4 billion to help other nations vaccinate their people, $14 billion for cash-starved transit systems, $1 billion for Amtrak, $2 billion for airports and concessionaires, and food stamp benefits could temporarily be increased by as much as 15% under this new bill.
Wow. Well, hopefully all those billions will actually go to what they're saying it's going to go to.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because in the past, we've had bills like this, and they have not all gone where they were supposed to. Some of the blue states used it to balance their budgets. And boy, they hadn't better do it this time, or people need to go to jail. That's my theory. All right, hold on. Be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And oh, by the way, in case you haven't heard, the president and his lawyers are going back to the Supreme Court. How about that? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Yays are 359, the nays are 53. The second portion of the divided question is adopted, and without objection, A motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The House of Representatives have passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says getting those direct payments was something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that the stimulus payments should begin to go out after Christmas.
The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief and just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go to their website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code and get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle. Maybe you got an RV. Maybe you got a boat or an ATV. And you can get them all insured there. All you got to do is type in your zip code and away you go. And they'll ask you a few details and they'll give you a quote right there. But here's the way to really save on your policy. If you're a homeowner and have homeowners insurance, GEICO has homeowners too. They also have renters insurance for the people that rent. And they can save you a bunch of money that way. Now, if you bundle your plan, your automobile plan, along with your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy, you'll save even more money. And all you got to do is go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out more and get a quote. Get a quote. See what they'll do. I've been with them for going on just a little bit more than 15 years, and they've been the absolute best insurance company I have ever done business with, period, bar none. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got certainly a lot of things going on, but I'm going to change gears here a little bit. President Trump's lawyer ripped Attorney General Barr for not calling for a special prosecutor on the election. Now, I'm not surprised because Attorney General Barr had a press conference yesterday, And he talked about the fact that Russia was likely to blame for the massive cyber attack. But then he also, in the same breath, in the same press conference, said that, in his opinion, the Hunter Biden thing, let alone the election, did not warrant a special prosecutor.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. Of course, Attorney General Barr is resigning. He's on his way out, basically. But there's a couple of things when you start talking about special prosecutors, and you might find some different opinions out there among some of these professionals and the lawyers and so forth. Some just don't like the idea of special prosecutors because they can go down different rabbit holes and this kind of thing, as we saw with the Mueller investigation, for example. That's one aspect of it. But here's the other one I think is the most important, and that is what happens when Joe Biden gets into office and he decides he wants to shut down any investigations about his son. And that couldn't just happen just because Joe Biden says let it be, but most of these U.S. attorneys are typically, this is what the typical thing is, that they're usually asked to submit their resignations. And they're not brought back, and there's nobody there who's going to continue to pursue the cases. They will evaporate. So a special counsel in the case of somebody like Hunter Biden would mean that it wouldn't go away very easily by Joe Biden.
Well, here's one of the things that we really have to look at in Georgia. And the Georgia Secretary of State yesterday finally took some sort of action about the 8,000 out-of-state voters who have signed up. They're from out-of-state, just moved into Georgia so they could vote. That bunch, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, right, right.
So they're double-checking and triple-checking and verifying, and there's certain things that needed to be done for them to qualify to vote. It wasn't just go in and register to vote, and here you are, just because you got an address at a post office box or something, because that's not going to fly either. But here's the thing. They are going to be checking and double-checking. I've also been told they're already starting already. Take a look at the stuff that Stacey Abrams is turning in, and the out-of-state voters, in order to protect the integrity of the runoffs with the Georgia Senate runoffs, more than 1.3 million ballots have already been cast. Did you know that?
I know it was a lot, but I did not know that number. You're right.
And President Trump is planning to be in Georgia on January the 5th, the day before the election, for a big rally somewhere with Kenny Loeffler and with Senator Perdue, someplace in Georgia. We don't know where yet.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, yeah, that could be a pretty significant rally, I'm sure, because we are seeing some pretty good numbers in what polling is being done in Georgia. And all the eyes are on Georgia. All the money is in Georgia now.
I'm not going to jinx anybody by saying what the numbers are that we're seeing in Georgia, but don't believe the lies when they tell you, well, Warnock is way up there, Ossoff is way up there. No, not true. Just don't believe that nonsense, because it's not true.
Well, right, and again, we do see some good things happening, but at the same time, too, it's all part of the messaging. The messaging is incredibly important, and I think people are starting to respond to that because the alternative is just total disaster, unfortunately. I hate to put it in those terms, but that's what the alternative is. And so Stacey Abrams can have her absentee ballots, and you can get people trying to move into the state, but we've seen all this before now. We know what tricks to look for. And I, again, with all the money and all of the scrutiny, it's going to be very difficult for a lot of shenanigans to really make hay there, I think.
Now, we were told to stay home over the holidays, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea how many people went through security checkpoints at our nation's airports this past weekend?
I think it's somewhere around 3 million something, right? Something like that, I believe.
3.2 million people passed through security checkpoints at our nation's airport this past weekend. 1 million more than what it was back in Thanksgiving.
Wow. Well, part of this, I think, Captain, is that while people are willing to do whatever they can to be safe, they'll wear their masks, they'll social distance, people have gone through a lot of hardship. They've shut down their business because the government told them to, of course, and on it goes. But at the same time, though, the prevailing feeling is starting to be people are done with shutdowns. In fact, I can tell you this. I mean, in our local area, a lot of the places that have been able to expand out into the street, they're still serving customers in terms of restaurants, for example. A lot of these places are just saying, we don't have any other choice. But and
uh-huh.
Yeah, and so people they want to go places, they want to do things.
Do you remember my Christmas message last week to Dr. Fauci?
I believe so. Yeah.
It was called two words: hell no.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a bunch of people that want me to mention again, and I will do that in the next hour. I will give everybody my Christmas message to Dr. Fauci. It's polite. There's no profanity in here, nor am I going to put anything like that in it. But basically, it was hell no, two words to Dr. Fauci. And then I even went on to explain it a little bit. Now, speaking of hell no, what is Governor Newsom doing now in California by saying that he's going to make the stay-at-home order even longer, extended even longer? What are they thinking out there?
Well, Captain, the three-week stay-at-home order is supposed to expire, which I believe is next Monday, December 28th. But now, of course, the governor is saying, well, based on, you know, what we're looking, it's going to be pretty self-evident. He says we're going to need to extend those regional dates.
And yeah. Why? Why?
Oh, because, well, he says the data and all the trend
lines. The data. Okay. You mean more illegals have gotten sick?
I don't know. But
okay, that's the data. More illegals are getting sick. Okay, hey, Governor Newsom, shut the border down.
Well, he's not going to do anything like that anytime
soon. No, but he needs to, doesn't he?
Well, again, he needs to do something different because what he is doing isn't working. Here's another thing, Captain. What I'm hearing about is that, you know, because they're worried about hospital beds and ICU and this kind of thing.
I wonder who's filling them up. Legals?
I don't know. That's a good
illegals
question.
Count on it. Illegals. Count on it.
But the idea is, what happens now if they start mentioning terms like rationing care? And, you know, so again, this is humongously bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people have, they've stayed away from the doctor.
People need to go and look and see the statistics of the people that are illegally sitting on the Mexican side of the border and the kinds of sicknesses that they've got. It's not just coronavirus. They've got other things, too. And they bring that into the United States and they make other people sick. That's the problem. Shut the damn border down. Mexico's got to vaccinate them. If they can't, we'll give them vaccines, but they got to vaccinate those people. They got to make sure they're not sick. You can't let them into this country, period.
Well, that is a major, major problem. But also, Captain, we've got the idea that, again, where is the science that sitting at an open-air cafe up your chances of getting or spreading coronavirus?
There isn't any.
That's right. But yet they continue to shut these places down simply because they can and they exercise their power to do it.
There isn't any science in New York. There isn't any science in Chicago. There isn't any science in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. None that verifies what they're doing. No science whatsoever. Hold that thought, Kyle, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the highways and byways for the first time tonight. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops all across the country. And wherever you're at, pull on into a Pilot and Flying J, tell them that you heard me, the captain, tell you all about them on the radio, and that I said you could get yourself a free cup of coffee just by mentioning you were listening to my show talking about them on the radio. And guess what? You will. And while you're there, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too, and take advantage of all the points you'll get for all the purchases that you'll make, either by buying fuel at the pump, buying food in the restaurant, or buying supplies in the trucker store. And for all you folks out there in California that can't seem to get anything going, this one's for you.
She stood there right.
Singer, Hollywood Nights. And I'll tell you what, I'll bet there's a whole bunch of people listening to me right now, including Kyle Warner, would just love to take advantage of that song and just get on out there and say, screw it, man, we're going out.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, by the way, Dr. Fauci, two words, hell no. Okay, well, we'll get into all that. And caller, hang on, we'll get to you after we talk about what we got to talk about here. Folks, a powerful low-pressure system and strong cold front is plowing across the central, southern, and eastern United States over the next few days. You won't need to be dreaming about a white Christmas in a lot of places because you are going to get it. And on Tuesday, expect gusty high winds and snow from the north central Rockies all the way into the northern plains. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, expect a system to sweep into the eastern third of the U.S. with gusty wind, snow, rain, and thunderstorms. And you folks up along the lee shore of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, hello, lake effect machine starting in right now. So go ahead, Kyle, with what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas out there.
Where did I hear that before?
Yes, but not in Southern California, where we're looking at having a fire weather watch here coming up about the 23rd, lasting through the main part of Christmas Eve. Humidity is going to go down to 10 or 15% or so, they say. We may have those high, gusty winds again. So fire weather watch covering all of Southern California tonight. From about Ventura all the way down to the Mexican border. But also in California, Captain, we've got a dense fog advisory in the Central Valley, again with California 99, also Interstate 5, and this starts around Bakersfield, going all the way up north of Sacramento. So be very careful if you're traveling northbound or southbound on either of those highways tonight. Wind advisory in parts of Northern California, but also into Southern Oregon as well. In Portland, it looks like we've got rain coming back. Well, a little bit of rain on Monday that they were having, but then Friday, Christmas Day, looks like they're going to be having some rain showers again returning. Same basic story in Seattle as we watch for the rain to come back, but winter weather advisories covering most of Washington State, especially down through over towards Spokane.
I-90 Snoqualmie, you got to be prepared. I-90 Snoqualmie.
Exactly right. And
yep.
Also,
mm-hmm.
At the 4th of July pass, right now, Captain, they're reading as slush there with a chance of light snow.
Yep.
A wind gusts up to 36 miles per hour.
Yep. Now, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just simply going to say wind advisories across the state mm-hmm. of Montana. Mm-hmm. Also, wind warnings all through Wyoming as well.
Well, let's talk about North Dakota, South Dakota, and then move on down to Kansas and Nebraska and eastern part of, Colorado, because we do have some snow in the Rapid City, South Dakota area, south and east of there. We do have plenty of snow up now starting in halfway across North Dakota over into the western part of Minnesota. That's going to continue to move eastward. Got some high winds behind it, pushing the system along. That's going to probably get some snow picked up with the stuff that's coming from the west over there in Montana, South Dakota. You're probably going to have some weather later in the day. Right now you got a bunch of winds halfway across the state. Central part of Nebraska, winds. Western part of Kansas, winds. Eastern part of Colorado, winds. You do have a winter storm watch for parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the northern part of Michigan tonight. You've got dense fog again down in Louisiana across I-10 and I-12. And over into Houston, dense fog, and then it's patchy all the way down to the Mexican border, down along the Gulf. Then up through the mountains of North Carolina and Virginia, you've got wind warnings there, but you've also got the possibility for winter weather to develop because of what's happening up north in the terms of the wind blowing out of the northwest, which means lake effect snow settling in from Watertown down to Syracuse over towards Oswego, and then from Buffalo on down to the Pennsylvania line and over towards Erie, and then on the southern and western mountainous parts of Pennsylvania, you've got some snow there. You've also got some winter advisories for slippery and icy conditions across the Massachusetts Turnpike in Massachusetts, and I-90 and I-87 running north out of Albany tonight. And then we've got a gale warning all the way from South Carolina on up to just south of New York City and New Jersey, a gale warning all along the Atlantic coast tonight. And Kyle, I'm going to turn back to you, and we did have a caller. I was going to pick the caller up, but I guess the caller decided he didn't want to hold on. The pilots and the Flying J's, Kyle, you can go to a pilot these days, and you can see an Arby's, you can see a Kentucky Fried Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen, might run into a McDonald's or a full-service Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, even a Wendy's at a pilot travel center. And up in the northeast, you could see a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, I stopped at my Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, got one of their really good breakfast sandwiches, and a great, great, great cup of coffee, because I like the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's really good.
Yeah, it sure is, Captain, and we think everybody will agree. If they go in and try the coffee at the Pilot and Flying J, they'll agree it's the best coffee on the interstate, no doubt. And, of course, also, Captain, you know, they have the great Drivers Club where you can get points. You can also, they have a great app as well where you can reserve your truck parking. You can reserve a shower if you're coming in off the road. All kinds of great things you can do from their app as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to address something. Johanna just sent me a message on top of a message I sent her in a minute. The New York Post is much better than the first one you sent me. However, the key word is appears. Appears. Think about it for a minute. Appears. Doesn't mean it happened. Appears means, gee, it looks like, but did it. So I'm not going with that either. You get in too much trouble for that. That's like trying to prove a court case. Well, it appeared that. Really? Well, prove it.
Well, exactly.
And having been a fire investigator and doing a bunch of arson cases, I'll tell you what, when we went in with an arson investigation with all the different forensics that we had and this, that, and the other, even though we had a lot of different things, they'd say, do you have any pictures and do you have a confession? That's what they would ask, and then that would make it a little bit more difficult, if you know what I mean. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Hour, number two, coming right up. We got lots of stuff going on tonight. Holy cow, if you want to chime in, Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.